Another pearl from the Zayda, page 30 of the Pnimei Hayam. Zecher Nishmatz, Rav Zvulun ben Rav Yechiel Mechel, Chalap Satzal. Another pearl from Rav Chalap's grandfather, Rav Yaakov Moshe. Chalap says, HaChefetz LaHagot Tamid. There's an urge sometimes to be a big talker, to be a big thinker. Davka b'machshavot gevohot u'merumot. To be, they would say, a dohoi ben a mensch. To be somebody who's big ideas, big things all the time. Novel de famim mitachtit hara. Sometimes it comes from a very bad place, actually. It thinks, well, it's a big deal. A person should be a big thinker, a deep thinker, have big ideas, big concepts. However, sometimes this comes hainu mi ga'ava hafradit, from the pride that wants to set a person away from others. Yeah, so there is an excellent mitsuyanness, an excellence, of course, that a person should be trying to attain, the expectations a person should achieve and should be good. At the same time, as with every midah, Rishon Salanter said, every midah is to walk a tightrope. To walk a tightrope very, very carefully, not to be pulled in either which direction. So there is an ego in which a person wants to be distinguished. Asher enena yodat la'ached et kohanim tzav v'chol hayish b'merkaz ha'yichud, that they don't understand that there's a place for individualism, a place to distinguish oneself, but also there's a place to find oneself in the way of uniting, in the way of ichud, in the way of b'toch ami ani noshavet, in the way of dwelling amidst my people. Sometimes what's called for is to dwell amongst your people. You don't have to stand out all the time. V'shoefet lihiyot nifredet m'acherim, a person who wants to be different from others, apart from others. V'lasot hakol acheret m'acherim, and wants to be specifically different than others in their urge for an egotistical differentiation, an egotistical individuality. Lachshov acheret m'acherim, to be a dafkanik, to be a person who wants to not be a part of the team. There are times it's to be an individual, and there are times when it's to be part of the team. As with all things, a person needs a distinguishing eye to know what it is to be part of the team, when I need to stand out. Something that a person sometimes speaks to Rebbeim, when a person starts to know themselves more and more, to understand, when do I need to stand out? When do I not need to stand out? When is it important to be with somebody up in front, and when is it time to be part of the crowd? There is a maila, there is a unique madrega to both of these sides. A person needs to learn to distinguish. Maybe be blessed to understand how to distinguish between each and every situation.